Last week, Arkansas business giants Tyson Foods and Dillard's released earnings statements, and a new effort to help small businesses in Arkansas establish a better online presence was announced. Roby Brock from our partner TalkBusiness.net has his Monday review of the previous week's business and political news.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Springdale-based Tyson Foods reported earnings of $76 million on sales of $8.3 billion. In last year's third quarter, Tyson Foods reported profits of $196 million on revenue of $8.2 billion. The company took a $167 million one-time charge for the early extinguishment of debt. Tyson saw improvement in its chicken and prepared foods segment. CEO Donnie Smith said that drought conditions impacted its beef and pork operations, and he warned that it could pressure earnings later in the year. Dillard's department stores nearly doubled its second quarter profit en route to another stellar quarter of financial performance. The Little Rock-based mall and online retailer reported second quarter net income of $31 million on revenue of $1.5 billion. 1 year ago, Dillard's reported net income of $17 million on sales and income of a little under $1.5 billion. Company also posted a 3% gain in same-store sales in the quarter ended July 31st. Windstream posted higher revenues and lower profits from a year ago as the Little Rock-based telecom and broadband provider continued its metamorphosis from a traditional landline carrier. Windstream reported second quarter net income of $54 million, on revenues of $1.5 billion. 1 year ago, the company reported $96.7 million in profits on revenues of $1.03 billion. Nearly $30 million in quarterly costs this quarter were attributed to merger, integration, and restructuring expenses. Windstream has announced earlier this year that it would trim its management ranks by up to 400 workers. The extreme drought conditions Arkansas has been experiencing have led to a federal disaster declaration that could help the state's farmers. Other businesses may also qualify for assistance, says the U.S. Small Business Administration. SBA officials say any business that's been impacted by heat and drought conditions should consider applying for economic injury disaster loans. Businesses who may qualify include companies doing business with farmers and ranchers, timber harvesters, marinas, tour guides, firework stands, and industrial operators affected by scarce water resources. For the next year, Google is providing free website and free web training resources for small business owners in Arkansas. Google and the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center are partnering on the project known as ArkansasGetOnline.com. According to statistics, 60% of small businesses in Arkansas do not have an online presence. As many as 97% of Americans go online to look for local products and services. For an entire year, participating Arkansas businesses can go to www.arkansasgetonline.com to get that free website as well as free tools, training, and resources. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.